Stakeholders, including Hyde County, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the State Wildlife Resources Commission, helped create the plan, which focuses on improving water management and water quality at Lake Matamesquite. In 2016, the lake was listed as an impaired water body by the State Department of Environmental Quality. Coastal scientist with the North Carolina Coastal Federation, Aaron Fleckenstein, says algal blooms have increased over the past decade.
Trying to understand how we can improve water quality in the lake from different land-based management actions that might help to reduce nutrients that cause the algal blooms is one strategy that's being explored.
Lake Matamesquite is devoid of submerged aquatic grasses, which provide habitat for fish and crabs and food for migratory waterfowl. The final management plan recommends reestablishing aquatic vegetation once nutrient loads are reduced. Fleckenstein says the plan also outlines how project partners plan to address flooding, which is happening more frequently and for longer stretches of time.
The residents and business owners and farmers around the lake were also experiencing periods of flooding without any ability to manage the water. And so that was exacerbating problems for residents and impacting the way of life in Hyde County.
The Watershed Restoration Plan is a voluntary plan allowing stakeholders to identify actions they are willing to take to improve water quality. Approval of the plan will allow project partners to seek state, federal, and private sources of funding to begin restoration actions identified in the plan. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.